We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leroy, your favorite, Bill Romanowski. He says that Vontaze Burfict's season-long suspension is BS. Except he said the actual word.
Of course.
Would you bring in Romanowski as your lawyer if you're Vontaze Burfict?
Probably not.
To just like, this is my defense. And then Romanowski says, I've done much worse. Spit on a guy.
I don't think he'd be the first guy.
Broke a guy's jaw.
I wouldn't be the first guy that would march in front of NFL brass.
Like, again, I would always be on the other side of that. And I'm kind of, this is a bit steep. Not because I don't think it's warranted. But because with some of the things that have happened in the NFL, you give the biggest penalty to this. You know what I mean?
It's just the guy. That's what it is.
I mean, he's been warned multiple times, but
that's
still.
That's fine. Man.
To go from four games to...
I cannot explain that when you're on the field and you're getting heat from... all the parties that be, whether it's coaches, fans, during the week, you sometimes go into a game with a bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Is Romanowski the dirtiest stuff you've seen on the field?
No. I'm telling you. I saw Winters, who was the center for Green Bay, spit on Corey Fuller, and then Corey Fuller did Three Stooges on him. And poked him in
just
the eye.
Eye gouged him?
Yep, they both got suspended. Because once you spit on somebody, once you poke somebody in the eye.
Spitting's the most disrespectful thing, but it's not, is it?
Let me ask you a question. If you ask a man, right, what was worse, getting spit on or what happened to Jack Doyle? Keep in mind it's football.
Jack Doyle.
No.
Because Jack Doyle.
No. Jack Doyle is all during the course of a game.
There's a difference between disrespect and danger, though. Like, what they're doing with
Could you prove he was being malicious?
No.
Did that look malicious?
I can prove it's Vontaze Burfict.
Okay, but that's not, again, you're suspending the guy.
Yes.
You're not suspending the crime.
Because if that's Raekwon McMillan, he's not getting suspended for the season. That's not happening.
Right. But, all right, I'm not a big fan of, okay, like...
You don't like character convictions?
Right. You penalize the act. I don't care how bad the person is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What I'm asking is, like, we saw... Because I think we read yesterday that Albert Haynesworth stomping on a dude's unmasked face was 5 games. That, to me, seems way more dangerous. The guy got 30 stitches.
He stomped on a guy's face and only got 5 games.
With spikes.
Only got 5 games.
Oof.
Put everything into perspective. Okay, so now, let me ask you a question. Compare those two acts. He should get like a half a game. Because if they would have suspended Haynesworth for the season, you'd have been like, yeah, that's warranted.
Well, there were people who didn't want him to come back that season.
Right.
They didn't want him to come back. They thought it was that heinous.
It was. And he only got 5 games.
Yeah, I feel like a season long is too much. I feel like it should be another 4-gamer, honestly.
But here, think of it this way. If you're going to penalize him for being a frequent offender, don't you have to go by how you have penalized people for heinous crimes in the league?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the most heinous crime is Haynesworth.
Right. 5 games.
I guess, are they doing it in a way, though, if he continues to do it and you give him the same suspension, don't you need to do something a little bit different? Just to see if that will deter what he's doing. Oh, this has sound now all of a sudden?
All the computers have sound now. You have to make sure.
But he's not even, like, it doesn't look that bad. Look.
Computers have sound before you guys have cough buttons.
They're going back. Did it look that bad? Look at the play. You see what I'm saying? Look. There.
He's launching himself. Like, he for sure should be ejected.
Okay, that's fine. But how bad does that play really look?
Well, everything looks worse in slow motion, 100%.
Right?
Especially since it's pretty bad. I got to be honest with you. It's pretty bad.
All right.
It's pretty bad. He's on a knee.
Oh, he's trying to get up.
He's on a knee, though.
He's trying to get up. Do you wait till he gets up, then hit him?
Are you supposed to launch your head?
No, you're not. I'm not, again. You're misunderstanding. I'm not trying to take away from, like, yeah, man, you can't, like, torpedo yourself.
Yeah, you got to do Kiko. Right?
Kiko.
Make yourself a free willy.
No, he didn't do free willy. He did the damn Titanic. But you're like, okay, he gets ejected. Like, they slow it up and all that, right? Jack Doyle wasn't even hurt.
Is Vontaze Perfect's head okay? Like, how does that not hurt
your
head?
No, you need to be crazy. Dude,
launching your head,
there's
like
certain positions on the field you have to be crazy to play.
Yeah, you've seen these reports, like Roquan Smith, your boy, Robbie, apparently is not like acting like himself.
Yeah, he's taking. He may be out for a while, in a personal issue. You know.
That's a crazy position. That's a crazy position.
Yeah, man. No. There's a few positions you got to be crazy to play running back. Because keep in mind, unlike any of those other positions, right? You can't initiate contact. So you're on the other end of that all the time.
Leonard Fournette tried that once. It didn't go so well. He's like, oh, this is going to be easier than in the NFL. It's going to be the SEC is harder than the NFL.
Well, he did just rush for 225, so now would not be the best week to say that.
Listen, I've been waiting for him to rush for 225 for 2 years.
I mean, he was hurt all last year.
No, he was Blake Bortled last year.
I mean, look, I get it. It's hard to defend this guy.
Yes.
Right? But should you be suspended for a whole year if the player wasn't even hurt? Because we are big on playing the result.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't, and look at the other guy. Other guy's helmet to helmet too.
Yep.
They did a helmet to helmet sandwich. They basically did an Oreo.
He came a lot further, though. Like, the other guy was there.
Right.
You know, like, that's it's different. Like, he launched himself, man.
Right.
He launched
himself. How about Gronk hitting the guy on the ground after the pick?
That was horrible. How much did Gronk get for that?
A game.
He got a game for that?
Yep. See what I mean? Like, it.
Yeah, that guy's season was over, wasn't it?
Huh?
That guy's season ended, didn't it? I'm pretty sure.
No.
The guy that Gronk hit in the back of the head, I'm pretty sure it did.
Really?
Remember the Scott Zolak call of that play?
No, I don't. But Gronk, is that what it was like?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, what a great play by Gronk,
throwing it out of there. And then Gronk's next famous hit was his face hitting the ground in the Miami Miracle.
See, but like here, the guy says the hit doesn't look bad because the ball carrier got up. What if he laid there paralyzed? Would the season suspension be too much? No, but that's how we do stuff. The league has always been a league that reacts to what happens.
But should you? Like, that's the thing.
No.
Like, shouldn't you?
I have always said that the NFL has the platform to be up front and out front with a lot of these things. But what happens is they make a decision, wait for the backlash, and then come back and do it that way. Whereas if whatever the penalty is, you come out with it and you deal with it, right? But they never do it that way. So, like, look, if a penalty is 4 games, you give the guy 4 games, and if he appeals, tough. That's what the penalty is, right? Instead of going, oh, it's going to be 8 games because of the backlash, and then reduce it to 4. It always happens that way. And I just wish
what is an appealed year-long suspension punishment look like? Because it ain't coming. It's not going to come down to 8 games. Like, it's 12 games. Are they going to? They're going to deduct 4 games? Like, it's kind of a. It's a very hard line place to go. I mean, the only thing I would say is they don't want a grievance with the players association to where it's like, oh, come on, like, this is way over the top.
Right. Question: if he were to show remorse, right?
Mm.
Or if he would have been like, "Ooh, my bad," or whatever.
You mean instead of blowing kisses at the crowd?
Yeah. again, you're asking crazy individuals who are paid to be aggressors and to dominate a certain area of the field, you're asking them to be less aggressive.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Found out yesterday as the Heat start camp up in Palm Beach, James Johnson would not be there. He failed his conditioning test. That's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I just wanted camp to start. No drama. Everybody was so positive on media day. It's like, hey, where's JJ? Where's JJ? It's not there. It's a bummer. Jimmy Butler's waking up at 3:30, super early, going out there.
Got to get stuff in.
He's got a full sweat going. Take it easy, man. You got these heat. You know, I wonder if there's ever a time where he regrets the pre-workout. He's like, oh, man, this practice was too hard. Shouldn't have gotten in that pre-workout. Should have just gone to the buffet.
Buffet?
The buffet.
Phoebe buffet.
Should have just gone to the buffet, get me a crepe.
Get a what?
A crepe. Crepe.
Just exactly how I picture a redneck saying it.
The crepe.
So you say churro.
And it says crepe.
And croissant.
Croissant.
But you say crepe.
Crepe.
They're really thin pancakes.
They're what?
They're really thin pancakes.
I love crepes.
I thought you gave me a nice out there.
Talladega Nights.
Just stop.
Are we going to interview that guy Friday?
Who?
Gary Cole.
No.
I sent you the email.
I didn't email back.
Why not?
I don't know. I wasn't interested.
Come on. Ricky Bobby's dad.
Alan Hearns might be done for his career. That guy didn't even get suspended.
That was a bang-bang play, though. That was a bang-bang play. That was at the same time.
Helmet to face.
It was helmet to face, but you got to realize with Devontae's Burger thing, part of it is he's got a huge running start and he's launching his head into the guy.
I get it. Look, it sucks when I'm not defending him.
But
I'm just defending, like, the over-the-top, like, doesn't it seem like too much?
Yes.
You're asking a bunch of guys to go out there, be aggressive, be brutal, and then not that much.
It's asking a guy, if like you didn't feel like he should be playing football in the league, you should have like told teams, hey, don't sign Vontaze Burfict because he's too dangerous to be playing in this league. And the first incident that comes up, it's like, I don't know. Does Vontaze Burfict, like the last time that he had when he had a suspension, did they say, hey, man, this is strike two? It happens again.
But again, during the course of a game, you think that they're thinking about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like to say, hey, this is your last chance, but go play a football game? Like, what are we doing? Like, I get it. I get, like, yes, you want that stuff to calm down. You want guys to be more cautious of the negligent hits in football, the hits that could be avoided. But to ask them to do it during the course of a game is sometimes tough because the circumstances of that game and your frustration level does determine you go after that guy.
The other thing that's always tough about hits is slow-mo. Like, slow-mo makes everything seem worse and always makes it feel like you have the time.
Right.
You know, this one, I still look at it and I'm like, well, he was running and going after that dude no matter what with his head.
Right.
But, and you're not supposed to hit with your head. Like, that's been made clear. But, yeah, he's getting suspended for who he is, not what he did.
Right. All right. But I still think, you know, regardless of how many times you did it, the crime is a crime. Right. And you can have some extenuating circumstances, meaning that he's a repeat offender.
Yep.
But to go from 4 games to 12 games. Like, the guy has to be hurt.
What else you got, Beast?
Baseball action, if any of us still care out there. The Nats beat the Brewers yesterday 4-3 in the NL wild card game. Steven Strasburg got the victory.
By the way, notice the absence of the play in right field at the end of the game. You know who's supposed to be right field? Christian Yelich, and he was out.
Yeah, and they asked him about it after the game, which I found weird because he doesn't play. I was like,
I thought, yeah, injured people don't talk.
Yeah, I found that strange.
They also asked him if he could be ready if the Brewers made the World Series.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter anymore.
I know. I mean, it's stupid, but whatever.
next year? Yeah, I'll be ready.
AL wildcard game, Rays, A's, that is 8 p.m.
The Moneyball game.
Yeah, two cheap teams.
Is that killing sports?
The Moneyball?
Well, it might be because killing baseball because I read yesterday attendance was down.
Yeah, the level of sports minutes.
Here. The big money is paid for the better players. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a better team. I agree with that. But the teams that go cheap and have teams that are successful, right? People with money like to keep their money. So would you be shocked if more teams tried to do it that way?
Tell you what, last night, Washington Nationals, they in the playoffs, they won. And Bryce Harper,
sitting
all that
on
big
his
money,
ass.
500 Phillies.
I think that, well, there's a couple of things. I think that baseball is hurt by a couple of things that that has really helped the NBA. One of them is player movement. And the fact that Bryce Harper is now in Philadelphia for 13 years, boring. Like, okay, great. He's got guaranteed money for 13 years, but he's a Philly. Like Manny Machado, he signed for 10 years with the Padres, and now he's stuck there. Mike Trout's never going to move. He's going to be on the Angels forever. These guys sign these monster deals in baseball, these supposed stars, and then if their team
they're not in the postseason.
If their team doesn't make it, they can't hop around anywhere because they make redonkulous money.
Right.
Redonkulous money. And normally, also unlike the NBA, like, LeBron James pretty much keeping up his production the rest of his career. You know, right. Carmelo, Wade, you know, Chris Paul, they'll have their fall-offs. Their money's a little bit crazy. But, like, the elite of the elite, like, the guys they build the league around, Steph Curry's probably going to be shooting threes until he's 40.
Right.
You know, Kevin Durant, as long as he comes back from the Achilles, okay, probably going to be a pretty good player, although. Have you seen those legs?
They're like pencils.
Toothpicks.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Now, what do you think? Let me ask you a question.
I saw that money.
What do you think 7'2", 220 looks like?
I saw those legs.
What do you think 7'2", 220 looks like?
He looks like Stretch Armstrong.
He looks like a Twizzlers.
Do you think he's ever squatted?
What?
Anything.
No.
No, his legs would break. His shins would just break.
But he's one of the best athletes on the planet.
Okay. He's also 7 foot.
Yeah, but he doesn't like that. He's ashamed to be
6'11". Bosch was like that, too. Because here's why.
Bosch has more beef to him than Mel.
I'm saying
did.
I'm talking about didn't want to be 7 foot. Here's why. If you say 7 foot, some people automatically think center.
Yeah, unless you're a Euro. Like Dirk, like the big schnitzel. Like, 7 foot, Dirk, go ahead. Shoot your one-legged threes. Do your thing, man.
The big schnitzel.
The big schnitzel.
Somebody boxed you in. Stanton got to move.
Oh, he moved. They got lucky. We dodged a bullet.
He got moved to the owner's former team.
He had to hit 59 home runs to be able to move.
Somebody said, Tobin, why did you ask Justin to try and package himself in a deal for Bradley Beal?
That feels like that would have been rude.
Oh, it would have.
I was looking back yesterday at the video when I started asking Goran Dragic about the Dallas Mavericks trade. The look on your face.
Right.
You could not hide. Thanks a lot, man.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't notice it when I was looking at, because I was looking at Gogi in the midst of it. And you're like.
He was like, well, no, I knew he wasn't looking, but I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, I just like, I'm sorry.
Was it similar to the face you made at Beast when he asked Sam McGowan about the dress rehearsal?
Yes! Yes!
I thought
that's
that was
not the same!
That was a great question, by the way.
That was the biggest story surrounding Goran Dragic. But this summer, it was a necessary question.
And he didn't even know, because he was asleep!
Well, he's always asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? He's always... same thing happened when he's like... They're like, Goran, what did you think when you signed 85 million?
I don't know. Listen, I was sleeping, and Pat said, hey, you want this money? I say, okay, I take money.
Hey, and this here's somebody else who has nothing to do like us. Not to be racist, but black licorice Twizzler. He black, actually could be a root beer flavored Twizzler.
Black licorice is the worst.
Yo, yes. Ooh, like, there's Like Zambuca.
Oh.
You know, that's an Italian thing.
Uzo.
And you put the three beans in it.
Greek. Uzo, yeah.
You put the three beans in it.
Is it Zambuca or Sambuca?
I think it's Sambuca.
Sambuca?
Yeah.
Zambuca sounds like a good time.
I believe you confuse that with Zamboni.
No. No, I knew I was talking about, I just got the wrong.
You know, if you call it like a Zambuca, remember that jerk bartender in Vegas?
Really?
Oh, please.
I'm pulling a Leroy. He does it all the time.
No, I don't.
No, he's not on the air. He does it.
Yes, he does. He pours his water all the time. I will call him out the next time. I swear to God.
No, I don't. Because it's already full.
You're lying. Lying.
Yeah, and he also has it probably chock full of ice, so it doesn't make that sound.
Kevin Garnett didn't want to be 7 feet. I don't know what it is about that.
It's weird.
Somebody said, have you seen Taco Fall? He has huge legs. He's like 8 foot tall.
Taco Fall is ridiculous. I'm uncomfortable with how big he is. He's starting to make Boban look small.
Really? Did he get drafted in the first round?
By the way, that was one of the highlights of my year last year, was going to watch Boban warm up.
Then we watched him run.
Yep.
That was something.
What do you think 7'6" looks like running?
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. Back after this. Welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. Once again, 7 That Ticket is the radio home of the Miami Heat. They're going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage on Sunday, 4 o'clock, AAA. It's the opening tip for the Heat Up Cure campaign. Join the ticket, the Heat.
How's that cough button?
It's fantastic. Join the ticket and the Heat to help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds are going to benefit the cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. You guys can text the show at 67974. Texter writes in, like, when Christian Wilkins got penalized for Juman suplexing a running back, do you think he will get fined? He might. I mean, I think fines come out on Friday. I know that the coach was pissed about that. Now,
I'm telling you how that works. I'm telling you guys right now, running back, you know, you're told, keep your legs moving, keep your legs moving, keep your legs. And the whistle's blowing in the background. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Whistle's blowing. You're supposed to end the play, right? Running back keeps going, right? Now defense is getting pissed because they can't let you go because then their coach is going to get mad. You keep going as long as he's going.
Right.
Right? So it gets to a point where, okay, I've had enough of this.
And you suplex him.
Right. That's why you always see you always see the defense. They're very reluctant to let the guy go. I mean, the Patriots would have been undefeated.
Christian Wilkins has got to be like the lone. He's like the kind of the lone guy right now. Where Flores is looking, he's just like, I mean, I guess I got to teach him because he's gonna be here. Everybody else looking around, just like, I don't know who else is gonna be here.
You think this team,
you and me, Christian. We're locked in right now.
This team will have the largest turnover of any team that we've ever seen.
Yep. They had the largest turnover going into week one. It was like
last week.
They changed like just under 20 players or something like that.
They did all that off-season stuff, all that camp stuff, all that nonsense, and they had 20 new players in a week.
Yep.
And they still have 21 needs.
Well, and you won't count the kicker, but I'm putting him on there as an aside.
Come on, man. Like,
what?
He's not. No, I'm saying. I agree. Agreed. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you. Like, the easiest position to find in the world is kicker.
It feels like it's hard, dude. Remember,
really?
I like closers.
Haven't the Jets and the Bears brought in like 100 kickers to try and fix their problem?
Because they brought in new guys. The old retreads. Kickers retread more than any other guy.
No, but even the old guys are starting to wear down. Vinatieri's missing extra points. Gostkowski's missing extra points.
Cut that guy.
Shut up.
What?
I'm tired of your Patriots nonsense.
I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to comment on anything Patriots.
Why not?
Because you lie. You lie.
You know what's garbage about this Patriots team? How garbage is the schedule they get to play?
Fire Belichick!
What is this?
And you're supposed to get...
What is the schedule they get to play?
You're supposed to get a schedule accordingly. Like, depending on where you finished in the division, depends on your... How did they... Like, if you look at
first,
all
they
the
get to, yeah, they get to play this. They get to play three bums six times a year.
But that's not their fault. I'm talking about the other.
I don't know.
For winning the division.
I don't know.
It's only a two-game difference between the Patriots and the Dolphins schedule. There's only two teams that are different.
They got to take on Pittsburgh, stinks. Miami, stinks. Jets, stink. Buffalo, they're all right.
Washington,
stinks. Then they get to take on a rookie quarterback in the Giants.
But that's the division you're playing this year.
You know Belichick's going to tear that dude up.
That's the division you play this year.
It gets like, this one gets like kind of interesting. Like, they host Cleveland. I don't even know if you want to call that a tough game. Who knows what Cleveland's going to look like by that point.
You know why?
In Baltimore.
Right, you know why? Because Belichick used to coach there, so you think he's
Revenge game. So, week 9, they go to Baltimore.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, if Cleveland put a 40 burger on them. Oh, we had a question. What number is the cutoff of burger?
I think it's 50. I've always thought 50 is the burger.
Yeah, I thought 50 was a burger.
Can't have 40 burgers?
No.
I don't think a 40 is a burger.
In the NFL, I mean, I think 40 should qualify as a burger in the NFL.
Maybe a slider? A 40 slider? I don't know about a burger. No?
Certainly not in college.
I mean, it's
no, in college.
College has got to be a 60 burger.
I would kill for the Canes. Because
somebody goes, I hope we have the highest turnover. is he hate listening? He sounds like he's hate listening to the radio this morning.
Probably. I mean, they say negativity sells on sports radio, but it's like, what? Like, do you think in New York, if they had a team this bad, like, are they literally calling up?
What?
And they're saying
what?
And
they do.
No. I'm saying, but like, even in New York, they have like the young quarterback, and they
now.
I'm saying, like, does Francis Segura, is he calling out like the general manager every day? These are the guys you signed. And it's like, yeah, these are the guys I signed. I'm trying to lose. Guess what? I'm trying to lose.
What about?
And by the way,
how about the Jets? They've been.
Oh, the Jets are garbage. But I knew they were going to be garbage when they signed that bum of a coach. So what are you going
to
do?
Let's go out to the phones.
I tried. Ooh, somebody say you call a 40 sandwich.
Give me a sandwich. So at Baltimore week 9, kind of challenging. Then they have the bye week.
They got their bye week at the end of the year.
Yeah, week 10. At Philadelphia, it gets a little bit tougher like in the second half of the year. But this first, they're going to be like 11-0. Don't they're going to be 9-0 by the time they get there.
Don't they have a Chiefs in there somewhere?
They do have a Chiefs. They host the Chiefs.
That'll be something.
Philly's not going to the playoffs.
But still in Philadelphia.
I'm saying Philly, like.
At least Philly's not a bum. I don't feel like Philly's a bum.
Of all the sports, the least likely to have the same playoff teams is football.
Yeah, but listen to this. So you have a little bit of a tough stretch if you're the Patriots, right? At Philly, hosting Dallas, at Houston, against Kansas City.
Wait, how are they at home against the Cowboys?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are at home against.
But they are. And so you get that little tough little swarm, little 4 week. They finally get to put up a sweat. Mm. Listen to this cushion. This is what I like to call the parachute. They get to end the season hosting the Bengals, hosting the Bills, and hosting the Dolphins.
Three straight home games to end the season against those teams.
Wow.
So you can lock them in for, I don't know, 14 wins.
I think 16.
Ooh, somebody said it's called a 40 spot, less than a burger.
A 40
less
spot.
Than a burger 40 is
40
a spot.
A 40 spot is right, correct.
Somebody said a 40 burger is vegan.
Yeah. That's
I like sandwich.
A Boca burger?
No, it's a 40 spot. It's a 50 40 burger.
Spot. 40 spot and a 40 sandwich I'm liking too.
Nah.
A smaller delicacy?
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
But a 50 is the burger limit.
50 is burger.
40 is like finger food.
But in college everything goes by moves up 10.
Does basketball have any terminology for scoring?
A C note?
I
mean, college is hard to score 100 in the NBA, it happens all the time.
Yeah, if you don't score 100 in the NBA these days, you're a bum.
Yeah, I mean, college basketball, if you score 100, that's something.
In Virginia, if they score 50, it's a burger.
Or they celebrate 100 in college.
Virginia, if you score 50, you get punished.
How dare you?
Oh God, this is so
not
hard.
Enough time of
That's
possession.
So hard to watch.
Yep,
they won the championship.
They won the championship though.
I know,
bastards.
Hoosiers basketball.
They got lucky.
Crotty just no, swaggering around.
Well, in a Final Four, they got lucky. They got bailed out on the fouling.
That should be our annual watch party. Canes in Virginia.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Did you not just hear him?
I took a drink.
Yeah, that was a sip like right into the microphone. But it wasn't the pouring effect. You were out here like
Let me
cocktail.
Explain something to you. Make up your mind. You want me to keep the mic in front of the thing or like
No, I yeah. You know what? Until we get
I don't want to move the mic.
Here's my philosophy. Until we get cough buttons and the tools we need to do our show properly, just everything's on the air.
How question.
Here's my philosophy.
Zazzo's coughing on the air to try to make a point.
Here's my philosophy.
Just do everything on the air.
Don't make philosophies. You know what my philosophy is?
Philosophy.
Don't have the only sound you send me, Chad O'Shea. That's my philosophy.
There's Bubba Bolden.
What the hell do sandwiches have to do with sports? The same thing as a burger, sir.
Dolphins get 30. Is that a pub sub? 30 pub sub?
No, it's a celebration. What are you talking about?
Is the season high?
If they score 30 points.
Is the season high 10?
That is the season high is 10.
So if they score 30, what?
The Dolphins scored 30 something like the other team got kidnapped.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll save my question for you because you've been very high on this one topic. I'll save it for next segment.
No, please don't.
No, I got to. I got to ask him one question.
No, no.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
Did a little research.
Yeah.
I love research.
The team with the worst points per game average is the 1977 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went 2-12 that year. They averaged 7.4 points per game.
Woo.
As of right now, the Dolphins are 2 full points less than that.
Oh.
You can text the show at 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
At this rate, they won't score 100 points all year.
This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Texter writes in, if the Dolphins score 30, the Estefans will give away free churros at Bongo's, or maybe Versailles will give away free Cuban sandwiches.
I've never had a churro.
I know. We're supposed to play the James Johnson interview today, man, and he got banned from camp. We can't play it. I mean, we started off the interview talking about churros, which is just a bad look now because he apparently failed his conditioning test.
Right. We're talking about sweets and delicacies.
I know. It was delicious. Oh, it made me want a churro.
Well, no. Like I was telling him, he already broke it down. That's why you got to break it in half.
Robbie, give me the clip of James Johnson because this was the start of our interview. Now, he's been banished. He's been banished from camp.
Well, I wouldn't put it like that.
Well, how would you put it? Because he's not allowed to go to camp.
The Dolphins are plus 13 against bye week.
No. Hold on. He's not suspended. They made that clear. He's not suspended, and he hasn't been fined. He's just not allowed to be with the team. That's banished.
That's not banished.
Yes, it is.
That's banished. Beast. What would you call that?
Banished seems like a very negative word.
Yeah.
How negative? How you can't sugarcoat it.
Listen, you got the call.
Don't say sugarcoating out loud. You might not like it. Just had a lot of it.
If you get the call from Udonis Haslem where it's just like, listen, man. You get the listen, man call from UD. That's not good. You see that come up on your caller ID when you know you just got the old body fat pinch and you were a little bit too over it. That's no bueno, man. It's no bueno. Now, here is James Johnson. This is the start of our interview. Before we knew that he was going to get banned for conditioning purposes, we just want to talk about some churros. And Leroy maybe finally found an ally.
Into the people.
So we're
why?
In Vegas. We're covering a fight. Was it?
It was Pacquiao versus Keith
Pacquiao,
Thurman.
Keith Thurman. So the setup's unbelievable. We're in the arena. We walking through there, right, going to find our seats. And then all of a sudden he goes, ooh, churro. Right? Churro. He likes a grown-ass man. He, like, skipped. He, like, skipped to the churro.
A churro is a rare snack, man. It's not. You don't have every opportunity for it, and it's delicious.
I like them.
I never had one.
You got to tear them apart while you eat them, though.
No.
No, I went
full
bore.
He went full
would like he went full toddler on it.
Are you a churro fan, James Johnson?
I like the taste of them. I can't lie.
I've never had one.
Man, like I said, you gotta tear it in half.
See what I'm saying? He went the adult route. He didn't skip around with the 2-foot snack.
I'm gonna do it how it was intended. That's how I'm gonna go.
I apologize for not having James Johnson in camp, Heat Nation. This is our fault. He apparently went on a churro binge that night because he left that media room and he was like, "Ooh, sounds delicious." And then he showed up and couldn't pass his conditioning test. Oh. I just want to apologize to everybody. I'm sorry.
Wait. Proof our phones spy on us. After all that 50 burger talk, I just got a Yelp email advertising burger places in my area.
This is what I want to ask you. All right, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been, even during breaks, you're harping on me with this Tua talk nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to, you come at me and you're like, "Oh, how do you know if Josh Rosen is good or not? How do you know he's set up to fail?" However,
mm-hmm.
if the Dolphins break the record for least amount of points averaged throughout the season, then am I allowed to say he ain't the answer? Because not even garbage time stats he's putting up.
I mean,
understanding what he has, I'm just saying, if you're the quarterback who quarterbacked the least productive offense in NFL history, am I allowed to? I'll even take the
Matthew Stafford was a 0-16 quarterback.
He wasn't.
No, he was the year after.
They got him. They got him because of 0-16.
Because he first picked.
Yeah.
I think he still went 2-14 his first year.
Yeah.
How many did they average that year? Because even Blake Bortles threw up a year where he was throwing up 35 touchdowns.
What about who else? Wait, what was the quarterback?
The Jags were garbage that year.
Who was the quarterback with the Browns? It went 1-15. Was that?
They tried DeShone Kizer at one point.
Yeah.
Who else did they try that year, Robbie? Do you remember?
Remember, because DeShone Kizer was a second-round pick.
They brought in Osweiler, and they cut him before the season started.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they got – how about this? Didn't they get a second-round pick?
Yeah, they got paid a
second-round pick. To take him.
And then second
– it was a basketball trade.
That second-round pick ended up being Nick Chubb.
Yeah, well, that worked out for him. Offensive player of the week.
Until he got hurt.
He's not hurt.
No, you're thinking of Bradley Chubb.
Oh, Bradley Chubb, that's right. My bad. Wrong Chubb. Do I hear a phone line?
What?
Huh?
I heard a phone line.
Yep.
Heard a phone line.
So if he is the least productive quarterback, then can I say, okay, he's not the answer? Will you allow that?
I guess, man. Like, the thing that just bothers me about this whole quarterbacking thing is it safe to say all quarterbacks are system quarterbacks? Like, they are brought into a team.
It doesn't.
And hopefully the coach will put them in a system that they can perform at their best.
It doesn't feel like Aaron Rodgers wants to be in any system.
How's his team doing?
Except his system.
How's his team?
I mean, they're 3-1.
How many championships have they won?
He's won a championship.
Okay, one.
It's pretty
same
good.
Same as Brad Johnson.
You'd like a championship, wouldn't you? Dan Marino would love a championship. Championships are cool.
Detroit okay. had 16
not,
points
not
a game.
Not everybody gets to rack up multiple championships. It's hard, man. It's hard.
One championship is good enough.
The only way to judge Rosen is the eyeballs test.
Yeah, That's kind of fair. That's kind of fair. I'm with that
tester. Whose eyeballs?
Oh, mine.
You can tell if a player's good or not.
Sure. What? Yeah, of course.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Like Kalen Ballage? That guy's no good at football. He stinks. they talked all this hype. They're like, oh, wildcat quarterback, running back, size, speed. He's terrible.
Can't catch.
Can't catch. Can't run. Slow.
Hit 8 touchdowns in a game in college once.
Can't hit a hole. Adjustments. DeShone Watson coverage. Ballage.
So
got replaced by Mark Walton in 2 weeks.
I can't believe.
Yeah, Stafford went 2-14.
You guys think you can? Oh yeah. Figure out who can play or not.
Yep. We're like scouts. Test.
We know football.
Like scouts,
we know football.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know football.
Yep.
We got notepads.
Yeah, we got it. You want to see my notes?
We took notes.
You want my notes from the last game?
No.
Let me give it. I got it for you. Hold on. Oh, that's YouTube. Notes app.
Aikman went 1-15.
That Stafford team had 16 points per game his first year. They weren't last. They were like bottom 5, but they weren't the worst in the league.
Let's see. I got a note. Kalen Ballage drop in parentheses stinks. You want to see it? I'll highlight it for you.
Oh, God.
There you go. There you go, Leroy. Just so you know, I'm a real scout.
Why you highlight it?
Just so you can see, because there's a lot of notes. I just wanted you to see the important one. Just so you know. Oh,
my God. Man, yep. I'm the more of the reserve, quiet type when it comes to players.
You're quiet?
No. I'm saying when it comes to...
Want another note, Robbie?
When it comes to players, like, I'm not out there. I would never... Just to put yourself in the best position, which everybody wants to be in the best position to win, right?
I got...
I would never say who I'm going to get before I actually draft him.
Third quarter note.
Because it doesn't help, right?
Taco Charlton gets second sack as a Dolphin. His dance is eating a taco. Did you see that? It was hilarious. He eats a taco. He's better than Charles Harris. Eye test. Is he better than Charles Harris?
Already better than Charles Harris.
See, we're football scouts.
Scouts.
We are scouts.
Here.
We are scouts.
Like so many others, I call you the box score fan.
What do you mean?
You just look at the numbers.
No. Incorrect.
No.
So you think because Taco Charleston has two sacks?
Charlton.
Oh, like did I call him Charleston Chew?
You know, it'd be great if there was a Taco Charleston and his touchdown or his sack dance was doing the Charleston. Beating a taco? No, my note wasn't even it wasn't even statistical. I mean, he got his second sack as a Dolphin. I can count
again.
He leads the team, I believe.
And his dance is eating a taco.
By the way, underrated Choco Taco.
Choco tacos are good.
Yeah.
Make me a little.
Is that the ice cream thing?
Yeah, taco, yeah. Well, it's good stuff.
Like, I'm not, like, if I'm going to have ice cream, like, I'm not.
You don't like ice cream, so you're biased.
Whoa!
What? Let me see.
Look at the testicles on that fella.
Whoa. Let me see that.
That is a drop.
Hey.
If I ever heard a drop,
hey.
The line, look I'm at the testicles on that fella,
hey.
Is a drop.
If I was,
that if must
I,
be added to the button bar right now.
If I was a set of those around, I'd be walking with some shorts, some tight shorts.
That's like the guy from Friends that didn't wear any underwear.
Oh, my goodness. Like, keep all your luggage in this upright and stowed position, please.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.